Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Snap is good. Kick's on the way. Kick is good. Time is at zero. Panthers win. 30-27.
KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. There might have been few games of which Brad Sham was more excited for the game to be over, because like most of us, Brad Sham felt like he represented fans yesterday. Dude. With his disgust of this defense, and rightfully so.
I was heading home in the fourth quarter after wrapped up at the Bearded Monkey. Awesome day for the Tolos out at the Bearded Monkey yesterday. We will be rolling another one out here soon. I'll let you know when. And I'm pretty sure that'll be the Rockwall place that we'll be at this time. So looking forward to that.
Pretty close to my house.
Somebody brought up some fatheads yesterday. I'll talk about that at 1 o'clock in the C block today. But also, Kevin, that was the feeling from me driving home, was listening to Brad Sham just crack jokes on how bad the run defense was and how, like, everything's 8 to 10 yards. And it just... He was so furious, and that's one of the things I have always liked about Brad Sham as the play-by-play broadcaster. He feels the way you do as a fan a lot of times.
Yeah.
When he's calling those games, he's just as frustrated as you are in these situations.
Now, let's set forth the idea that we can all agree that the defense was horrid yesterday. Just absolutely terrible, all right?
So if anybody comes into this segment late, y'all tell them, hey, this is a specific discussion about something else.
We all agree the defense was terrible, but how much, if any, blame falls on the Cowboys' offense for their final six plays? And here's why I include the final six, because I certainly understand how everyone is focused on that final series and the final three plays. I want to focus on the final six, because you're down 27-24. And you're first and goal at the Carolina 8. Now, these next three plays would lead to a field goal, and that's all fine and well. And I don't want to pretend like maybe the Cowboys would have taken a 31-27 lead. Carolina would have done the exact same thing, except they wouldn't have wasted time and they would have scored a touchdown. I can't dispute that. That very well could have happened, but the Cowboys certainly didn't help themselves. So on the final six plays, how many yards do you think the Cowboys gained?
Seven.
-9. On their final six plays, they had a positive gain on one of them. It started off first and goal, and you have the fumble, snap, catastrophe that turns out to do nothing but waste a down and move you back a yard. All right. Second and goal at the 9. You get the pass that's short to George Pickens. Why is that relevant? Because on your final six plays, that was the only time you targeted George Pickens. And I realize,
yeah, that wasn't smart.
No. And I realize if we go to the next series, your offensive line did no favors to giving you the time to try to get the ball to him. But on a day where George Pickens seemed like he could do pretty much whatever he wanted, prior to that pass, he'd been targeted 10 times and caught 9 of them for 168 yards. All right. So if you're ever going to force the ball to somebody, now maybe feels like the time. So you have the incomplete pass there, and then you have the incomplete pass to Javonte Williams, which again felt like a give up pass that we're going to talk about in that next series as well. So you get three plays right there, and you do nothing, man, like nothing. And you lose a yard, kick a field goal, game's tied. Then The unbelievable, biggest miracle of the day yesterday. You force a three and out. Now, did Carolina shoot themselves in the foot with penalties? Yes, but don't worry about that. You force a three and out. It's 27-27. There's 8:18 left to go. For the first time, maybe in the entire game, the defense has been like, hey, we want to participate. And now the offense has the ball. And man, oh man, did they S the bed.
Yes. And this is the second time now, as I was talking about with the Packers game, Schottenheimer explained how that third down was affected in overtime.
And why they didn't go for it.
Bad play. They didn't go for him fourth because, hey, I got beat once. And he said the same thing about this drive, that it was covered. You got to give the Panthers credit for the work that they did, making sure that we didn't have the play. And that's scary to me, honestly. We don't have anything that can work in these situations. This is the time you have to have your best stuff. I do stress a little bit, Kevin, from that, but also because I feel like you're having to call your best plays all game long.
Right.
And at some point they've seen it all, because your offense has to do everything. Every drive, you're like, we have to score. We have no other options. And so that is a little bit of a stressful thing, because you've run out by the end of the game. You better open up. You better make that playbook deeper then. Like, that's the only other option you have right now, is to make it deeper and make sure that you get these plays off the right way.
And so here's what I really hated about when you get the ball back. I know some people are going to point to first down. I get it. I am going to go to second down. We're going to play that audio in just 1 second. Cut number 9. All right, but you have a disastrous dump off play to Javonte Williams. It goes absolutely nowhere. I go back to what we kicked off the show with last week. Dak said it's not pressure. It's not really pressure if you have a plan for it. Well, at this point, you got to know your offensive line is starting to falter. One of the reasons that play fell apart is because you're.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Offensive line came crumbling down in a hurry. Now, this next play was problematic for a variety of reasons. First of all, if you know that your offensive line might implode again, you have to be ready to get rid of the ball. And I'm looking right at George Pickens, just like the Carolina Panthers looked exactly at their tight end on fourth down. And they're like, what are you going to do about it? And secondly, what was disastrous about this is on Dak. You got to throw that ball at the feet or at the turf of Javonte Williams, not to Javonte Williams. And Javonte Williams should not have caught that ball, although I realize it's counterintuitive not to catch the ball when it comes to you. But go ahead and give me cut number 9, because this play just doomed it.
Second and 16, snap to Prescott, looking. Checks it down to Williams, and it didn't end well for him there either. He caught the ball and then was driven backwards to about the 30. The Cowboys started at their 46. And they have gone backwards 16 yards.
I know. Now, luckily, it was only 12. So, hey, all right. I realize you don't want to automatically depend on this. But from where the Cowboys started that drive, it's a 72-yard field goal for Aubrey. I know your goal is not let's kick a 72-yard field goal unless there's 5 seconds left. But my point is, you're what? 10 to 12 yards away from being like, even outdoors, I feel okay about this field goal attempt. Instead, in two plays, you're minus 12. Now you're at third and 22. And then, and only then, on the sixth play in the sequence we've been talking about, do you get positive yardage. And that's because of a BS dump off pass to Hunter Lipke where you're like, I don't know what to do. So does the offense bear any responsibility for the end of that last drive and this drive in particular on, yes, once again, a day in which the defense was just the worst?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, and they should. Like, they absolutely should take the risk, and they do. I mean, I've read a lot of the quotes. I've heard a lot of the quotes after. They take the response. They're not trying to throw their defense under the bus. They're trying to fall on the sword at the same time and be like valiant here because we got to protect the defense here. But if everybody out there, Kevin, I'm not going to say this offensive game was the problem.
Sure. That offensive drive was the problem.
That absolutely. But the game itself, this grouping of plays, not good enough when you needed it the most. This is the time that you need it the most and you can't deliver. Is it too tasking because of what you have to cover up the entire game and all that? I don't know about that, because your opposing quarterback's the worst in the league.
Yeah, except against us.
Your offensive line, their run blocking was bad. Javonte Williams, who's been really good. Kevin, we've been calling for Nate Thomas.
Yes.
I was calling for Nate Thomas all day yesterday. Yes. I was like, please. I know they're going to continue to give the first round pick his opportunities. Man, I was just really hoping that we could get something rolling there. It wasn't good. And so, Kevin, that's another thing. That's another factor at this point in the game. Because what happens at the end of your game, you get a 6-minute drive against you for a field goal to win.
It was embarrassing.
15 plays, 71 yards, 6 minutes. Now, that's not me taking a shot at the defense. That's me taking a shot at the Cowboys offense here. Because, Kevin, what you just pointed out, if you could run the ball effectively.
Yeah, and you couldn't.
If you could do that, you could take time off the clock to get what you wanted. Instead of saying, we have to throw these passes. There were a couple other times I thought they panicked in the red zone and they're at the 7-yard line. And instead of just saying, we're going to keep running this ball because they didn't feel like they could, they're like, let's throw it around a little bit. And there's incompletions and they have to take 3 points instead of 7. So, yes, their inability offensively to do what they wanted to do in the run game also affected this drive at the end of the game as well.
Yeah, I'm disappointed because not only that drive, but the
everything, right?
Yes.
Like play calling, execution, all of it.
It's all horrendous. And obviously, Javonte Williams had a terrible day. I thought the offensive line had a very poor day as well. But you look back at that drive where they ended up kicking the field goal off of the 3 plays and then the ensuing 3 plays. In the previous 4 possessions, the Cowboys had scored 3 touchdowns.
How?
But then when the games, just throw the ball to George Pickens. And then when
that's the reason I asked that question was they forgot that Pickens existed late in that game.
They're
not giving him. There was a play last night, Kevin, where I looked on St. Brown and I was like, why isn't he getting the ball here?
Yeah.
And then I saw a cornerback and a linebacker moving with him and a safety over the top. And I was like, oh, because there's 3.
Well, that's fine. And then you know the pressure's coming because your offensive line has been imploding. Surely there is some sort of other advantageous matchup in that point. But yeah, they target him once in the final 6 plays. It's frustrating across the board because you lose. And most of the blame goes to the defense. But in the previous 3 of the previous 4 possessions, the Cowboys scored a touchdown. And then in the last 2 possessions, they got 3 points total. And when you know your defense is the drizzling S, that's never going to cut it. And this offense has looked badass this season. But you did have the opportunity when the game was tied and the ball in your hand to do something. And the Cowboys went 3 and out and the Panthers marched down the field. And they very well could have scored a touchdown. I'm not here to argue against that whatsoever. But they went and won the game.
Was this loss bad enough to do something about it? Because offensively, do you feel like, hey, if we can just get some defense, we don't need to worry about those last 6 plays. Because we're not in a situation where it's 27-27. 27-20.
So like on offense, it makes a lot more sense to me when they say the reserves are coming, Because
they do say that a lot.
Yeah, because Turpin is coming back, and my God, we haven't even gotten into the catastrophe that was the return game yesterday. And do our Cowboys players know the rules?
I don't think they do.
They might not, of the new NFL. So you've got him coming back. You've got Turpin coming back. You've got another two offensive linemen, one hopefully sooner than the other coming back. So I get that better than the defensive things that are coming back are somebody who's never played in the NFL before, and then somebody who might be back at Thanksgiving who struggled to stay healthy. Like, that feels more disingenuous to me than on offense.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.